From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Governments around the world are investigating whether any of their citizens may have set up offshore bank accounts to hide assets and possibly evade taxes. It's among the first reactions to the release Sunday of millions of leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm by a consortium of journalists. Russia denounced the disclosures from the Mossack Fonseca law firm after it was revealed associates of President Vladimir Putin allegedly funneled nearly $2 billion through offshore accounts. Iceland's prime minister is under pressure to resign after the document showed he and his wife bought an offshore company in the British Virgin Islands in 2007. Will Fitzgibbons is with the Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists at the center of the leak.
We have the largest ever leak of information to journalists that shows how the wealthy and the politically connected are able to operate for legitimate and sometimes illegitimate reasons.
An anonymous source provided the documents involving more than 200,000 companies and over 14,000 clients of the law firm to a German newspaper and the journalist consortium. The law firm denied breaking any laws. A nephew of South Africa's President Jacob Zuma and the son of Ghana's former president John Kufuor are among those named in the document release. Kulubusa Zuma was authorized to represent an offshore company that acquired oil fields in Democratic Republic of Congo, while John Addo Kufuor is said to have controlled a $75,000 bank account in Panama. Meanwhile, VOA's Zimbabwe service says Zimbabwe's leading platinum mining firm, Zimplats Holdings, may have used an offshore company to pay management salaries without the knowledge of the country's central bank and in violation of exchange control laws. This is VOA News. The United